Let me keep it a buck. And I don't know if you men are going to say I'm morally wrong for this. If I ever walk to school, even now, if I'm walking somewhere and I see a yeet, any kid under 12 with a rollie, I'm snatching that.
Everything you hear on the pod is entertainment purposes only. If you take it in, that is your own. We're just here to have fun.
Yo, my people, welcome back to another episode on the ECP podcast. If you're new around here, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, post that bell notification so you know when we upload new videos. Again, consistency, that's what we're all here to do, man. Obviously, we're missing Soul today, but nevertheless, we are here to film. Mandem, how we been, bro?
Yeah, I've been good still. How the guys? How you feeling?
We found good. I'm a bit scared, though.
Why?
I'm giving it a couple months before Donald Trump starts messing up our country. How you not feeling about the Americans?
Don't know. I'm not American, innit?
Yeah, well, I've been seeing it bears that Americans, it's like 50-50. Some are happy, some are mad. But I feel like a lot are more mad that Donald Trump.
I don't know. I don't know, bro. I don't want to cuss Americans in it because we have a lot of American viewers. But it's just like you might have 2 times to get it right, and you fucked up both times. Like it's a bit of a jam. 2 times, you know, and you voted Donald Trump in twice. Every single time.
I don't think.
Let's not talk about stuff we don't know.
What are
his policies? We don't know.
I don't know. I think maybe he
is for kicking Mexicans out of the country.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far like that. I don't know what his policies are, innit? I'm pretty sure he's policy on immigration.
He's tired of the immigration
but
stuff.
But 2 times, bro.
And I feel like he doesn't support women a lot as well. I don't want to deep dive into that too crazy, but
I don't know.
I don't know.
You're making sweeping statements on him still.
Yeah.
Shout him out, though. The guy. The goat.
The goat.
No, he's not the guy. I'm trolling.
Crazy.
But then I don't know. I don't know how American politics work. I mean, to be fair, yeah, we can't even cuss like Americans too tough because like we had Boris Johnson in at one point. So like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We're not really doing much.
I feel like politicians are just, they're just there for vibes, bro, at this point.
Yeah, I feel like some of them probably, you know, growing up, if you want to be a politician, I feel like you have the right intentions to get there.
And yeah.
You get corrupt.
Nah,
100%. I hear that.
You get corrupt.
A lot of these politicians, it's like, how do I say? It's not. What's the word when it's like passed down?
Hereditary.
No, when something like you get something because of, let's say your father was in power as well. No. It's like celebrities. Celebrity nepotism, in a sense. Obviously,
hard.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't quiet because I didn't know what to do. I was like, yeah.
It's like nepotism. Because if someone's father's a politician, I feel like these men get fast tracked that way. I don't know a lot of people who are actually working class, study politics, work up their way and actually become politicians. A lot of these men are just rich kids. That's why they don't have a good grasp with connecting to, you know,
society.
Normal people.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Hondo.
And these times, I feel like, bro, we should make a rule to just ban politicians from Twitter. Because why are politicians on Twitter? Donald Trump, yeah, like...
You know he doesn't tweet his stuff?
He definitely does.
No, he has, like, someone... He says it, but he doesn't actually tweet. He has, like, a person tweeting it for him.
Maybe, of course.
Yeah. And then there was another guy from the UK as well, that's an MP. He was also tweeting stuff about Donald Trump. Now he's, like, quite high up in... power now for like the government.
Yeah, he was cussing Donald Trump for time, but
yeah,
he got elected now, and it's just a bit awkward. It's like,
yeah, it's crazy. How do you know all this stuff? Do you wanna see it? Do you wanna take us for? All right, mate.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know, man. Shit.
Literally. Well, yeah, no, it's crazy, man. I don't know.
Shit, I don't know, man. It's unlucky, innit? But shout out Donald Trump. Keep doing you. 4 years, maybe have a world war in between that. Who knows, bro? He's banning abortion. Is that true? Like, he's actually banning abortion. He said.
Apart from enforcement.
You wanna?
Let's move away from that topic.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it.
I don't know, still.
EP26 kind of
I don't know, man.
This, bro.
No, man.
What, you man think abortion should be? Nah.
Yeah, relax.
I'm trolling.
Young Frank came out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, shout.
I was so happy about that.
Brush.
What?
I'm going to keep it a buck, bro. Keep it a buck. Oh, I was happy that he came out. I'm still happy he came out, yeah.
But
there's no but, innit?
There's a but, bro.
What's with that tweet?
I think it's...
Nah, that tweet is nonsense, bro. I can't lie. Send him back. Sorry, send him back.
Nah, bro.
You can't come out and cuss Gunner. For what? For what, bro? We're trying to get good music. You come out of prison. This guy, you see, they gave him, what was it, like 15 years on parole?
Parole.
He ain't lost in a week, bro.
Nah.
He ain't lost in a week.
I feel like he'll last maybe 9 months or so. And
nah. Nah, bro.
I'll be real. Hey, I love Young Thug, bro. That's one of my goats, bro.
Yeah, he wise off a life, man.
15 years on parole. You come out, you're already talking spicy on Twitter.
I don't think that was him, though.
Who was it? Yeah, who was it, then?
It's a hacker.
It was a hacker, yeah.
It's a hacker.
Yeah, I love he's cooked. That guy's going straight back. I'm pretty sure that means he can't smoke. He can't do drugs. He can't say anything that promotes like criminal activity.
Yeah.
He can't smoke.
Nah, bro.
What does that have to do with his whole case, though?
Why would they let a criminal out and let you do drugs again?
In there, bro.
That might be the catalyst for you doing the crime in the first place.
Literally. You're under influence and then next you know you
start. But I don't really understand that. Like, why would he come out and then denounce, not denounce, yeah, but obviously tweet that tweet, delete it. Bro, Gunna is the only thing saving his record label right now. It's the only person who's actually making good music. Gunna might be the best rapper from Atlanta right now.
Well, right now? Okay, yeah.
Well, no, obviously right now.
I'll say Gunna's overall top 5/3 of all time in Atlanta, from Atlanta.
Okay, can you name your top 3/4 or are you just saying it?
I'm just saying it.
Exactly, so you don't actually know for real. Because you know there's a lot of rappers from Atlanta. Just name them as top 3. There's Future, there's Carti, there's Young Thug. There's so many rappers from Atlanta.
That's why I said 3/5.
I don't know. I couldn't put him up there like that with the GOATs. But right now, he's the
100%, man. Come on.
Gunna up there with Future.
Gunna out there with Future. Nah, because I mess with Future heavy.
They're going to fry you, bro.
Nah, but you got to give Gunna his flowers, man.
Yeah, but as a GOAT.
As a GOAT?
Right now, he's the best. Yeah, he's better than Future. Sorry, I don't care.
Yeah, bro. That mixtape.
He's not
I'm
better,
sorry.
Like, in terms of longevity. Future's like 50, still rapping about his baby mum. He's a GOAT.
He's like 40 something, bro.
The guy's a GOAT.
So, when do you actually think it's time to
retire? For retire for music?
There's never a time.
There's never a time, bro.
It's an art form.
So, what did you think about
what Nines do? Did he quit?
Yeah, he's that's his last album. That's him done.
Oh, the last
Usher ahead. That
swear.
Whole thing.
Oh, shit.
I think he's still quite young.
No, I think he's in his 30s.
Though. Yeah. It depends on the topics that he talks about. Because obviously, if he feels like he got tired of rapping about like his story
then.
Like he said enough about his story, then.
I think he said everything about his story. It's probably up to date.
Probably, yeah.
But yeah, no, at that point, it makes sense, innit? But in terms of like Drake. Drake couldn't be 50 rapping about women and how he got his heart broken.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, he could if he wanted
to. I wouldn't be surprised.
He could if he wanted to, yeah. But, like, it's about the quality of what you're actually rapping about. Like, someone like, let's say, Andre 3000. Like, that nigga can rap, make music forever.
Do you know what this guy's last album was?
What?
Him playing the flute.
Yeah, and that's art.
Nah.
I did listen to it
and I was like, what is this?
I listened to it.
There was so much hype about it. I was thinking, oh, Andre 3000 dropping a new album.
It was
thinking,
ass, but like,
it was more than ass,
bro. Art, bro. But yeah, no, I just feel like, I don't know, Young Thug, man, he's killing me, bro. He's killing me. Like, just want music with Gunna. He's coming out saying nonsense. Like, even the whole, like, I can't lie, if I'm Young Thug, I'm not picking Lil Baby over Gunna.
No.
Never in this day.
And I feel like a lot of people who were always Baby over Gunna, I feel like a lot of them have gone towards the Gunna side now. I'll be so real.
That man can stay with Lil Baby, bro.
Because I can't lie.
When I was trying to fight for my life, telling guys that Gunna was better than Lil Baby, guys were saying I was crazy. Now look here, bro.
To be fair, I'll be so real. Bro. I think it was after Lil Baby dropped his last album in 22, I was like, yeah, I cannot stand for Baby no more.
Why?
I just think that album was just...
I don't think it's bad.
Nah,
I just think
it was
Gunna
not
up
to par, bro.
That's real art, bro.
Well, Gunna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does Lil Baby do? Like, shout out Lil Baby, innit? I guess you ever meet him, man. You never know.
No, I still mess with Baby to this day, but...
I can't lie, if I'm Young Thug, I'm just not picking Lil Baby over Gunna.
No, of course
but I saw a video where it was basically saying, well, Young Thug, yeah, he's in like a situation because supposedly, when Gunna finally got out, yeah, Young Thug sent a message to apparently all the Atlanta rappers basically saying like, I don't like this guy, I don't fuck with this guy, innit?
What about Gunna?
Yeah, about Gunna is what the streets were saying, apparently. I saw it on Academics.
Gunna came out.
Yeah, so when it came out that Gunna took the plea deal, he sent that message to everyone basically making it clear like, yo, I don't fuck with this guy. He even put like a little couple tweets out saying whatever Wham says goes, which is Lil Baby. Whatnot, obviously Lil Baby and Dirk, they've been calling Gunna a snitch. And then more than a snitch. We're looking at as now, when as Young Thug has come out, the situation he's in is like, obviously now a lot of these guys have took Young Thug's side and not made any music with Gunna. Meanwhile, Gunna's literally
been blowing,
one of the hottest artists in America right now.
Lich.
And now that he's come out, someone like Lil Baby is looking at Young Thug like, yo, I took your side, revive my
career. Yeah, revive my career.
Revive my career.
And he's like, nah, bro. He's like, nah.
No, Young Thug, he has to do it.
For Lil Baby?
He's going to. He literally put a tweet out again saying, wham, let's drop something on these guys. Bro, he has to take his side, because imagine now your career's failing. No offense, Lil Baby. Your career's kind of not failing, but it's took like...
It's not there where how it used to be.
Yeah, your career's took like the slow road. And then instead of you saying, well, fuck Young Thug, I'm going to keep making music.
Do you not feel like that's his fault though?
Whose fault?
Baby.
Of course it is, but like, it's about perception, isn't it? Baby's like, oh, I'm a street nigga. Young Thug's a street nigga. I'm going to say this guy's a rap. But now look at...
Gunna was never on the street.
I mean, he's a street nigga.
He's a street nigga, yeah, but like, he wasn't heavily like how Baby
like
was.
Like, we can admit it now, he snitched. He took a plea though, bro. He said...
He
did.
I won't say
he's... The whole consensus of snitching is that you're not meant to admit to the crime that you did. You meant to just keep quiet.
That's why I'm saying that. That's why I believe that Gunna isn't heavily a street guy.
I mean, he still is. He still did everything else. He just snitched, didn't it? Maybe he's not a real street nigga, but shit. I mean, I don't care if he snitched. He didn't snitch on me.
Yeah, no words. I hate guys on the net being like, oh, I'm not listening to Gunna. He snitched. Bro, you live in the suburbs, bro. You literally live in the suburbs. Like, come on, let's not do this, bro.
I can't remember the last time like Lil Baby actually dropped some hot shit. What was his last single?
I don't know, bro.
Actually, I can't lie.
It was his last mixtape.
This nigga here is kind of fake.
Who?
Because the last time I brought up the debate, you said Lil Baby's better than Gunna. I remember that.
And I literally just said now that I swapped over from his last mixtape. I literally just said that.
I hate flimsy niggas like this.
Nah, bro.
Stand on your guy.
Nah, not anymore.
No, stand on it.
I can't.
Show me your last recent played. Show me right now. This guy, bro.
He probably will be Gunna.
Fake guys, man. Picking Lil Baby. A nigga that can't even rap for real. Okay, I can't.
Whoa.
I'm clip farming.
Error.
But yeah, even now, we also got Lil Durk as well. We just got
locked up.
Done for a Rico. Yeah.
He got Rico as well, innit?
You got Rico as well.
That's his, bro. I feel like, I don't understand some street guys, bro. Like, obviously, I think it's because of Vaughn, innit?
Yeah.
The whole situation. Bro, come on, man.
I don't know if it's about that, though. I didn't read the specifics in it. What I remember seeing was that it was a... Well, actually, no, it wasn't even a Rico, was it?
I think it was.
So yeah. Was it a Rico he got put on?
Basically.
So it's just murder for hire?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah, calm.
I won't say it kind of is a Rico, but it's not necessarily a Rico case.
Rico gets down a lot of different people. Yeah, the guy just got caught trying to hire a hitman.
And Rico is more like conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's finished.
Jesus.
I can't lie, sorry. I didn't even like Lil Durk's music anyway. Sorry.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
I rate Durk, man.
You think he's so cold?
I think he's decent.
But
man,
we have Gunna, so I don't really.
No, of course, but it's not always Gunna, though. It's not always Gunna. No,
Lil Durk is cold, innit? I'm just saying, bro. If what? I mean, I don't know, still. It's dark.
Nah.
I mean, in my opinion, yeah, if Lil Durk agrees to do music with Gunna, he can come back out. Young Thug can go back in and we can do the trade.
Crazy.
That makes sense. That makes sense in my head.
Nah, I'm deep in the Durk's put out music, you know?
Like what?
Lil Durk.
Like what?
Okay, let's go. Let me go on his Spotify quickly and see what I'm going.
Bro,
like, please.
I'd rather hear music from DDG.
What? And that's why no one passes you the aux, bro.
Like,
who
plays
DDG?
I'd rather listen to music from DDG. Oh, I was joking. I've never actually
heard anything.
Never
heard
DDG.
He's actually, you know,
DDG.
For a guy that's actually done YouTube and has actually gone to music, he's done well.
Yeah.
And he's got streams, bro.
He's famous.
Nah, bro. Nah, I don't do KSI, bro.
Bro, look at
chill out, chill out. That's all. That's
Nah. He made a song with Gunna, bro.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
And it's not that great.
DDG made a song with...
I feel like it's because of his name.
And then again, I think at that time...
Man, I said DDG.
Halle and...
Well, Tinkle. Niggas are really... Hold on, guys. Like, let's be real. Niggas are really listening to DDG.
DDG makes music, bro.
I'm telling you, DDG makes music, bro.
Yeah, I can't like cut the cameras, bro.
Nah, no cutting cameras, bro.
I said mine as a joke.
But what you're saying, he makes good music, bro.
His music.
He actually does.
I'd rather listen to the other Donny, bro. Why do you talk for the sake of speak? I'd rather listen to my man, I'll be real. Please, man, copyright. No one wants to hear that shit.
There's no copyright.
Yeah, I know. I just don't want to hear it.
I'll be real. Crazy.
You've never even heard it.
Which song is it? Play it, play it.
Jesus Christ. Where is there?
You don't have Spotify Premium, don't lie, bro.
No, it's TikTok.
It's a snippet, no?
Yeah, it's just a snippet.
Oh, so it's a...
I've heard the full song.
Yeah, what, Noisy?
It says, Tricky by
DD. Yeah, Tricky was a... that was the beat. Tripping was decent, you know?
I
actually liked it. It was like, I'm pretty sure... If he dropped a remix of that,
that encourage YouTubers to jump on music.
Nah, bro, nah.
No, I don't think he's bad at rapping.
Fans. Yes, no, bro, yeah. Don't do that.
No. No one's putting on DDG music though. He's not bad. Yeah.
Nah. They freestyle thing. Who's it? Did he not think he? What's his name? What's that guy's name? One of the bedrooms did a song with what's that? He did a song with T-Pain, no? From AMP. Davis?
Davis,
yeah.
He's called. If he jumps on music, I'll listen.
That was decent.
I'll listen to him.
If I'm keeping it real, I feel like you man's music taste is quite terrible.
Nah, bro.
Quite terrible.
Wait, let me play the DJ.
How can you come on this mic? Hold on, furthermore.
Take your shit.
No, listen
to the full thing. No, tell me, you're actually. Right.
Wait,
and tell me that DDG is good music, bro.
I rather that.
That was bad. That sounded like something that...
He didn't play it.
Hey, sorry, young...
No, you
can't do that to me anyways.
Cut that out.
That sounds like something that Felipe would make.
That jumped onto music that should have stayed on YouTube.
What you say? Young, don't talk about that guy. That's the name that should not be spoken, bro. Not right now. Well, who?
I feel like
no one forgot. I mean, some people didn't forget shit. We'll see, though, isn't it?
Wait, they said it was innocent,
no? No, they didn't.
Whoa. It's whoa.
Hey. It's still ongoing, bro.
Whoa.
I'm asking some questions.
Whoa.
Hey. Anyway, back to DDG.
Yeah, how do you feel about the situation with Hallie?
Well, him and his yeet.
Yeah, so she basically tweeted out saying that she was annoyed that he posted or had... the Halo, their son, on stream with Kais and that, and she was like just mad that she wasn't informed about it. And then there was a clip where basically it was some weird stuff happening at Kais' crib when Halo and DDG were there. And obviously DDG was obviously holding Halo and was like, yo, like, I've got you, like, whatever you're doing, like, if it's a prank or whatever, like, kind of stop, do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. Obviously she was mad about it. And then everyone on Twitter or on socials was getting mad at her, saying like, oh, it's his son too. You're acting like he's like a bad father or whatever. And I was like, bro, what's the point of getting mad? Like,
I don't know. I don't know about co-parenting and all that. I'm only young in it, but I don't know. I can't imagine having my own youth and I have to ask beforehand where I can take him or where I can't take him. But at the same time, like, she's a mom. There's a whole postpartum thing, right? So, yeah, if she wants to feel how she feels, it's her year as well.
There's a whole postpartum. I like he was
what?
There more than her. Like she was always heat. Because he said...
What do you mean?
How would you know? Just because he posted it more.
In her stomach for 9 months, he was there more than her.
Yeah, he posted it.
Cancel him.
No, because he's always with a baby, yeah. But then I say always. He's always posting the baby. But it's like...
So, that means he's with the baby more.
No,
That's what I believe. Because the postpartum thing is like, let's say, if she had postpartum...
Hold on, let him cook. I want to hear this.
If she had postpartum, yeah. Whatever, yeah, it's a thing where she would spend as much time like with the baby.
Do you know what postpartum is?
I don't think you know.
Educate me. Because I thought, isn't postpartum like after birth?
It's a depression.
After birth, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because she was depressed after birth, wouldn't you want to be?
Because then she rejected the man. I don't know after which she rejected the dad. Or well, she's like, yeah. Straight away, she's like, you're the baby and the dad. The dad was
oh, so she,
oh, shit.
She wants to be like.
We don't know, but postpartum can show up in different ways. Like, it could be a thing where, like, not just like the baby, but you're.
Some moms will look at the baby like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just get educated.
Dog. Like,
a feeling you get after the what's it called? The birth of the child, and then you just like, you're depressed, you're like sad, you get sad, or have you, like weird mood swings and shit, but you want to be close to the baby. Like, you
know? No, it's.
How does that correlate with
because, oh yeah, that's what I was going to say. I said he's always with a baby, so if she had the postpartum thingy, and, she, and I couldn't believe that she wanted to be close to the baby.
It's only recent that they split up.
No, but that's exactly when they were together, he was always with the baby.
So was she. Just because he was posting her more doesn't mean that.
Yeah, I saw her social, she was like, I didn't see the baby.
Yeah, but maybe she just didn't post it a lot. Obviously, when the baby first was posted, DDG posted it a lot. And then again, you're forgetting, if you watch DDG's content, you know he like always posts stuff. Like, for example, when Woo Up was blowing up,
yeah.
His content for a good like 3 months was just his nephew, innit? So when obviously he posted his son, look what he's doing, bro. He's gone like another step level of clout because he's posted his son, innit? Hayley, she's an actor. She's, you know, keeping to herself. Obviously, she's going to post her child on socials on her snap. But other than that, DDG's obviously going to post his child more because he's got a more fan base following. Do you get what I mean?
Shit, I don't know. I feel like I don't really understand everyone saying that he uses his kid for clout. Cause I can't lie, if I was like a streamer and I had a yeet, that little nigga's getting posted everywhere. Like, are you mad?
2 years. How
that's
long
my mini me.
For like 3 months.
No, no longer than that.
Hide his face. Did they hide his
the
face?
Baby, the baby came December time.
What was the point in hiding his face? Cause everywhere now.
No. But I feel like they
just initial.
Yeah, initial. Yeah. I think it was like, I want to say the baby's like popping off around May, June.
I just saw the baby. He used to like hide the baby's face, and then out of nowhere, I'm now seeing the baby pull up.
I think it was this summer that he started posting his son a lot, and then clip farming, bro. So many memes.
But would you think, I used to look at it like, you see where he's posting the baby now, yeah? Obviously, as the baby grows older, it's going to be like a woo walk. Do you think that's good for the child to be on social so early?
I think it depends how you.
I don't know.
It depends how you.
Like, you talk about what would you do? You like.
I don't think I would have to give them the option.
Okay, so if you're a celebrity, right?
The option.
Okay.
That's even another good question. I don't even know.
Like, 4 year old.
Yeah, 4 year's gonna not gonna be like no.
It depends because you can see me as your dad. Let's say I'm a streamer. You wanna do streaming?
Then you can
jump on with me. Yeah. But if it's a thing where like, imagine you give birth to a child and in the first 7 years of his life, he's actually a very timid, shy person. Does that make sense?
Not my youth, bro. But continue.
But,
I hear it.
But whatever, imagine, yeah, your child's not shy and timid, but you're a streamer. I wouldn't want to put him in that space because now, yeah, cool, you're like, I'm your dad. People might be like, oh, yeah, cool, that's his dad. But me putting it out to the world now,
do you think that DDG putting his kid on the stream is like basically negatively affecting the kid?
It could.
You think it could?
I feel like there's a higher risk of it doing bad than good.
I agree because. With watching old DDG when Woo Up was growing up, bro, a lot of people think Woo Up was like 10. Bro, the guy's like 6.
He's so young.
The guy's so young, bro.
He's been on social media already.
Like, he's basically, we've seen Woo Up grow from basically being born to today, bro.
He has the same amount of experience as us on social media, and he's got
probably more.
Yeah, way.
Like, and you're forgetting this guy's around money, he's around celebrities, like.
He's got Bitcoin.
Huh?
He's got Bitcoin.
Yeah.
We were up as a what do you want to call him, celebrity or social media? I'm just gonna go social media person. Yeah. He is very, very smart. Like, I've seen like many videos of him. He's a like computer type of tech genius. He knows about crypto. All that.
Don't know about that though.
Like DDG and them, man, I'm trying to set him up basically like for life in terms of financial advice. And stuff
of
like,
course.
Videos, like, but that's just one.
But the thing is, I hear that, but I feel like there's some things you just gotta let a child be, bro. You gotta let a child grow up.
Yeah, like
as much as like, you know, you're teaching him how to flip a coin,
how
how to invest. You gotta let a child be,
nah,
bro.
That shit's dumb, bro. I can't lie. At the age of six. I think from the time, I really disagree with, like, and I don't really care what people do with their kids in it, but I really disagree with buying your kids designer. Like,
yeah, who is it? Fingy said that. Who said that? From the Migos. Cardi B's baby dad.
Fuck his baby dad. I said it. I said
no, but he said it. I think he was saying that there's no point of buying your child designer from, like, especially when they're growing, especially like from like birth to like three. There's no point,
bro. You gotta teach your child the hustle. Like, you gotta
not even that, but your child's gonna grow out of it in like 4 weeks.
Not even that, you gotta make your child look bummy, bro, a little bit. Not bummy. Well, not bummy, but yeah. What you say?
Yeah, Zara's there. I feel like Gap is there.
When I have a kid, yeah, I'm gonna purposely buy him clothes that don't fit him, like just on a slide. Just like, bro, go outside, be like, dad really got me. Yes, bro. It'll build character. When I was younger, my mom had me
in a blazer for 2 years.
But you know what? That Spider-Man top, yeah.
Yeah,
bro,
man.
You, that Spider-Man top felt like Balenciaga to me, bro. When I was outside, that's what got me.
Yeah, no, I hear it. There were some clothes that I would have when I was younger. Man. I would cherish it, man.
Because it's like, I've seen celebrities buy their children like Rolexes. And it's like, bro, get why? That kid a Ben 10 watch. He doesn't care about a Rolex.
No. Gosh. Investment for how? What? A child's gonna go to primary school? Yeah, flexing a Rolex.
But like, I buying a watch like in his name or something.
Yeah. Like, or get like an ISO or something. Yes, but still.
Can you not buy the roll, you put it in a box and leave it to the side?
They're still not, I know the kids are still not coming rolling.
But the same way you saw Ben 10 as like gold, they might not see it
like that. I believe every child should see Ben 10 as gold, bro.
Hold on.
10! We're talking about youth.
Let me keep it a buck, yeah.
You're going to be comparing yourself with your friends and family.
Let me keep it a buck. And I don't know if you men are going to say I'm morally wrong for this. If I ever walk to school, even now, if I'm walking somewhere and I see a yeet, any kid under 12 with a rollie, I'm snatching that. I'm taking it off him. Not because I want to, but I feel like I have to. I feel like it's bigger than me at that point. Do you understand?
Yo.
It's bigger than me, bro.
Do you study?
Huh?
So you do the same.
Bro, I can't lie. Hold on. Wait.
I don't know.
Actually, what I was saying, if you were to ever bucket you
yeah.
with a Rolex,
yeah.
you're not even getting close to it.
If I ever bucked it,
if a youth is gonna be able, I just realized, you know what? I hear it. It is.
How do you mind what class I'm in, though? All
right, bro.
I could have went private school. I went private school. A big one.
Nigga, yeah, I saw you.
So you went to the same private school? We went to the same private school.
Nah, she's right. It is a different class, but I just feel like from the ages from like 1 to 10, every child kind of has.
10 is too old.
Are you sure?
That is too old.
Like life experience.
You're comparing yourself.
I hear it.
Like, people are getting new shoes.
Touch.
Like, you're walking to school by yourself and that.
The game's fucked up, bro.
The frequency of how, let's say, like a different class, maybe that one gets shoes every year and you get shoes every 6 months. But I feel like the type of shoes you now get is what really matters.
No, but to see that your child might want them 10 clothes because they're 10, probably.
Yeah, but he has no choice. You're gonna wear them and you're gonna like them. Like, what do you mean?
That's not good though. If you're in a higher class, like your child is going to school with like Kim Kardashian's kids and they're coming to
study. Hold on. Wait. If my child is going to school with Kim Kardashian, bro, there's no way in hell that my child is gonna be wearing Ben 10 stuff.
Exactly.
But yeah, but I'm saying, why would I put my child in that position then?
Listen.
See, some things about kids, yeah, you have to just character build. When I was in what? When I was in, we don't believe in that. We pray to the Most High.
Bro, you literally.
That's a joke, Cameron. That's a joke. That's a joke. Before people just start.
If we get to the point where the cross is actually like, oh, you know what? They can't wear Ben 10 anymore because these men wear Balenciaga. Bro, you already know. You go pray. Yeah. If my child comes home, I will always do what my child wants to, like in terms of clothes, whatever they want to wear, they want to wear. It's just that I would automatically be thinking Spider-Man and that's what they want. If he now comes on, oh, I just got bullied for my Ben 10, I don't want it no more. Cool. What do you want? And then
we just like get bullied.
Yeah. Character building, though.
You got a character build. I've always said this. I said this.
I've said this.
I feel like you have to let a child character build a lot of things. I've always said a guy and a girl should always experience heartbreak before they're in their 20s.
Where did that even come from, bro?
Character building. Character building. Character building. Character building. Character building.
Wait.
Most kids of nowadays don't watch TV. They don't watch gentlemen
and
stuff like that.
But then
YouTube, they're on YouTube, they're on TikTok, they're seeing designer,
yeah, Pele? Like, I don't. You know, what, bro.
All I wanted was football kits.
I hear it, but bro.
It just depends what. Like, bro.
When I was year five, I used to have a. Yeah, but listen, yeah, listen to my story. I'm going to tell you my experience. When I was year five, I used to have a Nike backpack, Nike Air. Do you know how much aura I had in that backpack? It ripped. And it, yeah, and it ripped, though.
Bro. Yo, yo, what's up with this public school stuff?
Listen.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure.
Primary school class for me is so much different.
Guys, listen, you're not even letting me get my point across.
Mm.
When that bag ripped, do you know what my mum made me wear for a week and a half? A no fear satchel. I had that in school. That made me the person I am today. So my kid, I don't care if you don't like Ben 10, you're going to wear it.
But especially someone like you, it's near enough impossible, bro. Your son is going to wear it like you. Look at you right now.
Tap shit.
You've got the white. They're not going to settle for that, bro.
No, but... I'm gonna tell him you can't be like me, yeah. To get to this point.
You live by example in this life.
Absolutely.
You play football with the kid, what she wants to be like a dad. That is life, bro.
But that is
talk.
No, I can't lie.
My mama said, Ben, tell it, it takes 40 minutes to get ready. You've got the brand new thing that just came
out. Yeah. I'll tell my son.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like it's weird, though.
Yo, I'll tell that little nigga.
Bro, my son.
Your time will come, Alai. Your time will come. Your time will come. I was there wearing Ben 10 when I saw my oldest wearing Dior. Like, let me have my time.
I went to school one time, my kickers were talking.
Of course, bro.
My kickers were just talking, bro. Like, there's things in life you have to experience.
I'll tell him, if that man all wearing Rolexes and that, I'll be like, yo, you need to be different.
Do you know what it is? On a rule though, I believe that I'm a big believer in that. Like, if you're a parent, you should always prioritize your kids first in terms of like, hey, they should always have clean clothes.
Yeah, of course.
New clothes. But bro, buying your kid designer makes absolutely no sense. Firstly, you're messing up their ego.
Street.
And like certain things, like I think with a lot of kids nowadays, yeah, again, this is my opinion, a lot of like insecurity stems from the fact that some of these kids will be 12, yeah. Let's say they have Dior slides or Gucci slides. When you get to 15, you're going to look back. Like, if you can't keep matching that level, which is not possible, you're going to look back and feel like you're not doing enough. And they're going to find, I guess, a sense of identity within the clothes that they're wearing, which is a problem. You need to kind of come up ruggedy. Like, yeah, on that no fear satchel, go to school, have a tutu. Also, you have to also catch some corn to give corn.
Of course.
Man, you got to know how to give it back. Do you get what I'm saying? So literally,
yeah. Yeah,
you don't hold it in school, of course. But like, I mean like, corn.
Okay,
if my child went to, what's it called, primary school, he said he got bullied. Obviously, I'm going to be there for you, but deep down, I'll be like, cool, that's one. You know, like,
I'll say to him, like, what did you say back?
Actually, I can't, I don't know.
I'll ask him, what did he say back?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
My kid can't get bullied in school, bro.
No. I'm not saying no, your son can't get bullied, but if my son came to me or my daughter said to me, oh, like, dad, I'm getting bullied.
Maybe get bullied. They made fun of my
hair. Yeah, or they made fun of my shoes or they made fun of my hair. I'm like, what did you say back? Because there's no way in hell I'm going to allow my child to be a victim. Impossible.
I can't lie, I'm going to the school.
For real?
I can't lie, for me, I don't know what type of parent I'll be, but I'm crashing out, bro.
You got one lesson you could pass on to your children. Yeah. What would it be?
Don't let someone take you for a dickhead, bro.
One.
Wait, ask the question. Wait. Intro.
Alright, cool. cool. What is one thing you guys would pass on to your kids?
Yeah. Bumbaras clout.
What he just said.
What is one thing?
Tired.
Wait, what's one thing you pass? Okay, what's one piece of advice? Yeah. Wait, what's one piece of advice
you
pass on to your kids?
And they have to listen. It's the one thing.
And like, once you tell them this, they will live by it.
They'll live by it.
Yeah.
Oh, let me figure out that one.
I have. I don't want to.
What did you say? Oh, you can't say yeah.
One piece of advice.
One piece of advice I felt that they have to live by.
that they have to live by.
Not live by, but what, just follow.
Like, they were like that advice that you gave them was like, all right, cool, man, that said this to me, so you need to try as much as possible to follow that.
What's yours?
What? How do you already know?
Wait, say it. I just want to know.
Actually, I don't know.
I don't have an idea.
You should know, because it's the same one my dad told me when I was
trying.
Yeah,
that
and
was,
I'll never forget
it
in my life.
Yeah, I'll say that one at the end.
I can't relate.
Can someone give me some
insight? Can you give me like, yeah.
Yeah. Real.
I didn't mean that.
I had a different answer to my friend said that answer. I did broke it down. I said, you know what?
I hear it. I didn't even figure that.
Just believe in God. It brings everything you do.
Yes. You're right.
Can I change the question then?
Wait, hold on. Wait, guys. Can you ask the question again and I can take that clip?
Oh, that's tough.
That's bad though. No, it's not. I hear it.
The way I am now, bro. Tony knows I will find a way to get stuff done every single time.
That is true though. But then it could also be like...
It does work for everybody.
It won't, bro.
Imagine how you feel.
It does. No, it works for you.
If you're actually like... If the way my dad put it in my brain, no way, you're not going to... Like, it's not just failure as an option. It's like, if this way's closed...
Literally, what she's basically saying is there's
cannot
you can't. So just because that one didn't work doesn't mean whatever you're trying to chase, that other situation won't work.
That won't work for every kid, bro. I promise you it won't. Some people don't. Yeah, not everyone builds to the pressure that you can, you know what I'm saying, withstand. Some kids, yeah, if you told them failure's no option, that's how you get some kids who just spiral because they don't.
You don't just tell them like that.
You have to break it down.
Okay, I have a question. I have a scenario.
What's your one?
Your drive will come from a place of fear than actual.
Yeah, like.
No, but that's not bad.
Wait, hold on. We didn't even.
That's why I will never be broken.
We didn't answer. What's your one?
My one.
Yeah.
I wanna attack this topic here, bro.
We will. But okay. I wanna hear what your was is. I don't know. I actually don't know.
Because that advice could even be damaging. Because the way I would just say it to. I feel like they'll take it the wrong way. It depends what age they are. But I was going to say, you just need to like live life freely. But bro, that's
different. Yeah.
That's college.
Let's hate the other advice, man.
The reason why I say live life free is because I feel like some people who don't live life free, yeah, let's say like you say something to them, they take it to heart, take it too seriously.
You've lost your mind.
Their man start acting
the same. Sleep.
If you say that to a 9-year-old, they're finished.
That's why I said it depends what age.
Honestly.
Okay.
One thing you can have in your life, just
honest.
All around. If they're not alive, bro, you're gonna get the best.
True. What about you?
Well, after he just said what he said, I would probably say know yourself.
Like trust yourself type of thing.
No, just know yourself.
Should I smoke people?
What do you mean? you said freely. Are you sick?
Living free.
If you told a 9-year-old to live free.
If someone says that to you, people take talk. If you're knowing yourself, nothing anyone's going to say to you, you're going to take talk.
But you're interpreting. Mom's bro.
Literally, I'll tell you that I'll survive. Yeah, literally.
When I made the disclaimer, it depends what age they are.
Okay. All right, I don't know. I think mine would just be don't let anyone take you for a dickhead. I don't know. I feel like that's so vague.
Anyway, I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, what was that topic that you wanted to attack?
The know yourself thing, though, I only meant it in the sense that, like, know yourself in the sense of, the reason I relate it to his honesty part is because there's nothing worse in my mind than lying to yourself. Lying to other people is bad, it's whatever. But if you lie to yourself, that's where your life starts to spiral. If you know you can't take certain things, if you know you can't do certain things, don't lie to yourself, innit? Mm. Don't tell yourself, I'm okay, or I'm this and that. Like, know yourself, know what you can and can't do. That's how you go as far as you can in life. That's what I think make me a fly-ass nigga type shit. Anyway, but back to your point, sorry. Yeah, no, that's bad. Anyway, the reason why I think, I hear what you're saying, because I have the same mindset as you in it. Obviously, mine just derives from experiences in life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Six.
Wait, speak loud, speak loud, speak loud.
Six.
I smoke clip, bro.
Keep talking. Remember that sports day, year two, year three. Mine was competitive, bro.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You need to understand.
Yeah, that is true. You're gonna take things. You're gonna soak a lot of things in, bro.
Hold the clip. Let me get the question. So wait, you believe that it was right for your dad to tell you at 6 years old that failure is not an option?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Whoa.
I'm actually. I actually understand.
What do you think they would have done with him?
Lich. You know, Mike Tyson was in the gym like at 5, 6, 7 years old,
now.
Bro.
Look at him now.
No, there's a difference between.
Look at him now. Yo, like.
Before I make a decision, yeah, I think about everything that could possibly go wrong. He knows this.
Yeah.
In my mind, every time, I'm just like, failure's
but,
not.
But do you not feel.
School, whatever, it's anything.
Can I show you the other side of that, yeah? Okay. So cool. I'm saying. I just believe you're a resilient person. That has worked for you. The reason why that won't work for other kids and could have very detrimental effects is because, okay, let me give you an example, yeah? A kid struggles with school. He just failed his GCSEs. You said that it's instilled in you and you have that mindset. Mm-hmm. So let's say now it gets to the point where someone's not like you. They haven't planned the way ahead and they have failed and they feel like they failed. That's where you get kids that, you know, they might fail their GCSEs and God forbid they take drastic measures because they're scared.
No.
Okay?
Wait, hold on. Let me see something.
The way my dad explained it to me.
Okay.
If you remember that failure is not...
there's no way you're going to fail the GCSEs. I knew that's what she was going to say.
I promise you that. There's actually no way you can fail GCSEs.
What?
You're scared of failing that you're going to do everything it takes not to fail.
So when you do fail... Okay.
That I was doing 10-hour revision days and look at where I am.
But when you
do... I didn't do that.
But that's you. This is an individual thing, though. This is an individual thing.
I think it must drive some...
Some people
internally, bro.
Like that, bro.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like,
I'm finished.
No, but that doesn't mean you don't provide the support for your
No, family. Of course not,
that
but...
Any support that your children need, you give it to them, but you also still remind them that I'm doing all of this for you. It's your job now to, like, make it fruitful to have
I feel like you got... No, but I feel like I get what you're saying. Yeah, I feel like you got to say stuff early.
No, but starts as how, because saying failure is not an option. It is what it is. You can't... Play it any other way.
No, of course.
You have to tell it, failure is not an option. You cannot fail.
Mm. No, but it's not that you can't fail. It's
just.
It's
just so that you, it kind of builds your discipline.
Okay, I've got another. I've had never done it. Is the advice, it's okay to fail, so?
No.
Thank you.
Yes, but in the expectation, bro. Even when you fail, you still didn't fail.
That's what I'm saying. So even if you fail, you have to find another way to make it work.
So why not give you advice? Why not give you advice? If you fail at something, it's not the end of it. Instead of saying failure is not an option.
Because you telling someone that if you fail at the end of it makes it feel like, okay, that's it, I've given up with that.
Any of your parents or your
friends have the past. But you can.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
Because
they went through nights where they kept you in, they stressed
that's
you out.
Basically failure is not an option.
But just in their subject.
No, that's
look, right. I just feel like that's that statement is a bit harsher than what it seems. It'd be better to say something like, oh, I don't know, what's that?
Try your best, but I always
nah, no, no, no.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just an empty like love, bro.
Nah, you can just teach your kid like what every loss is a lesson. Something like that is better than saying like, failure is not because
better,
like bro,
every loss is a lesson. So now they're losing.
Okay, I have a question for you. Yeah, just let's just get deeper. Let's
what,
get deeper.
That losing is okay.
No.
So you see how you say that made you the way you are and you're okay from it, right? And it made you. Are you really okay?
I am.
But hold on, let me elaborate what I mean by that. Okay, so a lot of things happen in life where, let's say for me, yeah, and like all of us, you have certain experiences in life, innit, where you learn the right thing, not necessarily in what would be the most ideal way, right? So I have the same thing that you have. I didn't learn it a certain way. And yes, I came out okay, but like, are you really okay? Because I guarantee now, and this is just an assumption, yeah, because of the way you think, the way you said you think of the worst, that's a bit of anxiety that you have.
No, it isn't bad.
And that means you're not. Oh, that's you're not 100%. Obviously, you don't have to be 100% okay. But like, there is certain things, yeah, that statement has done to you that has had adverse effects. Of course, yeah, it's had the positives, you know, you're in uni, you're smart, you know, you're successful, whatever, whatever. But at the same time, there's certain issues behind that that you're going to have to address at some point in life. Like, you're probably a very anxious person. And if you ever did get to the point in life where you felt like you're close to failing, you're probably going to have... Not to poke deep in it, but let's say you've ever been around her when things get stressful. How does she react? She shuts down, I bet. She probably doesn't want to chat to you. She wants to...
Let me be real. Even using me as an example.
Yeah.
The anxiety you spoke about is so real, because like, I tell her this, I'm like, yo, you think of the worst possible case, but bro, when is she just going to Tesco? Obviously, it's not as small as that, but yeah. You know, cases like that, like today, we're supposed to catch the train.
Mm. Let me explain that. Temi is the worst person to be with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You love being late, bro.
It's not late.
Okay.
No. We were supposed to catch the train. None of them have locked off the barriers or whatever. So you have to actually buy a ticket.
Yeah.
I told Temi, I already know these barriers are locked. Everything. Miss the train. Temi's like, oh, let's just leave. We're going to come back and be able to use the same ticket. I've already thought, okay, when we come back, how are we going to get back into the barriers? And we've already scanned the ticket to get back in.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, we're going to try it. We're just going to walk in. We'll just come the way we left. Like, bro, I'm like, how are we going to do that then? He's like, you worry too much. But then I was right, because when we now came back, the train was on a different platform. So if we had left, we wouldn't have been able to get back into the train station.
Damn.
Do you get what I'm saying? So I feel like...
That's how we want it. It saves you a lot of stress once you've actually done it. Like, so you were stressed out for a train, by the way. You were stressed the fuck out about a train. But now that you've made your train, you're like, you see, I told you.
Okay,
now that you're fine. But imagine now we did what your way, everything, and the train got cancelled. What are you gonna do then? You will now be panicking. Now we're going to be late. Now we have to do this. Absolutely. Now we have to jump.
Let me ask you this, right? Would you rather your kids have, like you said, some adverse effects from the...
Zay, can you just come sit in the middle, bro?
Whoa. Huh?
Just sit in the middle, innit? So we can actually get caught on cam. Because imagine now if they can't hear her. Yeah.
They should be able to hear her.
Pele, it's too late. Yeah.
Would you rather... Okay. Would you rather have your kid stressed way before GCSEs, have the adverse effects of telling them that advice or whatever, or would you rather them fail their GCSEs and now be stressed for the rest of their life about what they're going to do with the rest of their life?
Look, but like,
GCSEs don't define your life.
I'm not saying they don't define your life, but let's say your kids always wanted to be a lawyer, right?
Okay.
And then they fail their GCSEs or whatever, and now they now have to take the long route of getting to their destination. Do you get when they could have, I don't know, not stressed, but they could have stressed a little bit before their GCSEs and then got the grades they wanted to get and then basically done the rest of what they wanted to do.
If they still got to the end goal, then they still got to the end goal, innit?
Yeah, but my thing with that is that, you see the way you say stressed a little, it's not stressed a little bit, because that adverse effect has, I don't feel it gives you that anxiety of it, it gives you the next
level. I feel like it pushes you
into that next level of anxiety. Like, one, I'm stressing about GCSEs. I don't want to feel personally. Now, oh shit, I remember my dad also
but
said...
But I think that's good. Like you said, character option. Building. I think that's actually...
Okay.
I honestly, that's character. I don't think putting that amount of stress on a child is good.
LP, you're lucky there's not another seat, bro. But my life, you'll be coming. You'll be getting the call up right now.
I don't think it's unnecessary stress. I think it's letting them know that no matter what, you can always find another way to get to the destination that you want to get to.
What? Really, people having kids, like, you know, AJ had a kid now, he wants to get with a girl through her DNA.
Yeah.
And he wants to have a good kid drop. You know, if you've got a mindset to create the next CEO or the next sportsman or well, you're going to have to put your kid through some shit.
Absolutely.
No, of course.
I agree.
It's got to have a certain mindset. It's got to know losing's not life.
Okay.
But don't create.
Of course.
I agree. But like I said, my only point was just that.
To be mediocre.
No one wants their child to be mediocre. It's not mediocre advice. But you need to be realistic with a child, bro. Yeah. You need to be realistic with a child.
I feel like there's certain seeds you can plant in your child from a young.
Yes, of course you can. But you need to be careful. You need to actually guide your child.
That is guiding your child.
No.
It's not
your point, bro.
No, wait, because guys, I don't think you understand. It's not just saying
failure is not an option. Da, 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 da. It comes with guidance. I told you everything that my dad's put in place for me since I was young. It's not just like saying that. Like, it comes with guidance. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like that will stick with you. And actually, it does determine the type of person you become in the future.
Absolutely. But my only point to that was just that, do you not feel as if your dad telling you at that age that failure is not an option has had some adverse effects? Like we said, you haven't...
It has made me a little bit anxious. You're right about that. But that anxiety builds my drive. That's what makes me want to go out and do the things I do.
That's not healthy.
Don't worry if you lose all that. There's going to be effects on every bit of advice.
I hear it. The only reason I say, the only reason I say to tread carefully with that is because, okay, let's say now, for example, like you said, Anthony Joshua, if he has a kid now, he's going to push that kid to be the great. A lot of athletes, their parents did what could be borderline, do you know what I'm saying? Get them to that point. However, my only point is that it's not a one shoe fits all type thing. You came out well. These kids came out well. I bet if I went and checked, there's multiple stories of kids who've been pushed.
Then.
Can we not even just use like LeBron James' children for example?
Bronny.
You see the way LeBron is the best basketball in the world, yeah.
Be talking into that mic,
Shaw. Yeah, bro. You know the amount of pressure that put on Bronny to even become
I wouldn't necessarily say it was only just LeBron. I feel like it was also the media. The media portray it as well, bro.
But then that's true as well. But you need to understand that like that type of expectation that you put on a child from a young age can really have effects on them. Obviously, like we thank God that Bronny did his thing and his little brother, they're doing their thing, yeah, and he made it to the NBA. But imagine if he didn't. Imagine
that,
and he said, he's like, my dad is an athlete.
Bro, you know Michael Jordan's children, none of them are in the NBA.
There we go. But like, Michael Jordan, like he probably put his kids through that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
not necessarily.
No, but you know how it is with athletes. They always want to pass down that athletic gene to the next. Look at Boy, we already know his basketball's going to be bouncing the ball from the age of one.
Type shit.
Yeah? So like, that type of pressure already, obviously, he might not even like basketball, but over years of, I would say, like, scoping and making this child into a basketballer, he's going to end up playing basketball. Now, if he doesn't make it into basketball, he's going to now feel like he failed. But he actually did. He just didn't make it into basketball. But because of the pressure from V on the child...
But I feel like they'll get to a point where you would speak up about it.
Did Bronny make it if Bronny put in the pressure?
I'll be honest. If we're being real, again, this is why I'm saying it depends on specific situations, because if we're being real, Bronny really didn't make it. He's actually in the G League. Right?
Yeah, he's in the G League. He's not even like actually in the NBA. Like, bro,
a failure? Probably not, because I'm assuming LeBron probably would have taught him some sort of self. Literally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like I said, that's not every. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan's. I don't know the specifics, but I know Michael Jordan's kids. There's videos of them like doing, like.
Yeah.
Did he? You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't work for every person.
So what advice would you recommend giving to people?
I can't lie. Hold on, my back is itchy. Okay. I can't lie, yeah. I can't give you like the perfect advice, because I know if I have a kid, I probably would use that type of method. Like, no, I would probably, you know what I'm saying?
There's different way, though.
Yeah, I do hear it, bro. I'll be doing what Michael Jackson's dad, like Michael Jackson's dad, for example, bro.
See, I feel like the mentality of like you saying my kid is going to be a winner, like me, my kid is going to be a winner. It's just how I do it. Because me,
but what's winning?
What is the normal way, though? Because look at it. Look at what Michael Jackson's dad did. And look what Michael Jackson ended up being, bro.
Question. If you now raise a kid, yeah, and that kid lives a bog standard life and he is happy as a kid and he has wife and kids and he's happy, he's won. But to you,
that's not a failure to him. That's the thing.
But are you going to feel like that's a winner? Because let's be real, you want your kid to be extraordinary.
Of course. But if your child is happy, then you should be happy for your child, no?
So you can definitely get your kid to be like that without telling him that failure is not an option.
Yeah, but you know. No. I'll say it.
Still to get that.
If that's your kid's desire, if that's your kid's actual desire and it's not hurting them in any way, that's still not failure.
No, but you say failure is not.
But if you've set up.
It's basically telling them, yo, you need to.
Yeah, but let's keep it a buck here. If you now, like, what? Your dad, okay. Let's, for example, your dad obviously wanted you to be, like, successful, whatever it is, yeah? If you now went, you did GCSEs, you got, what? Couple fours, couple, yeah, fives, whatever. And then you went A-levels, you got CCB.
That's good.
You can live an absolutely normal, perfect life, but you know your father's not going to...
Because you know hearing that even...
Exactly, and that's why I'm saying there's certain things where you have to address how these things have mentally sculpted you. Like, of course, there's the benefits.
But there's also going to be negatives as well.
I think it just depends on where the child wants to get to in life.
But you wouldn't know. It's a kid. Every kid, kids want to be
age of 6 or 10.
Moms, I want to be an astronaut.
Yeah, but you, yeah.
I feel like I'm a failure now because I'm not an astronaut.
Astronaut.
Yeah, but like, I feel like when you tell them from 6, you're kind of just building that up, like building that up. You know, you're not like forcing them to do anything they don't want to do.
You can't give that advice if you're not doing something with your own life as well.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Building stuff up for their kids is gonna be like, oh,
yes, they would, bro. Yes, they would.
Okay.
A lot of, you know, a lot of people live their lives through their children.
No, let's get a bit deeper.
Yes, that one is a
big fact. If we get a bit deeper now, yeah. Let's say now we're going back to like childhood and stuff, yeah. My parents, they're giving me loads of advice in order to build me up and make me like a person that's gonna be successful, driven, everything. Would I now go and look at them and be like, but why would I listen to you though? No, like, you're gonna take the advice. Like, me right now, if I was to see, let's say, a guy on the road, and he wants to change his life, what's the best advice I'll give? I'll be like, oh, give your life to God. Am I a perfect Christian?
No.
Do you understand? So your dad telling you, yo, failure's not an option. Cool. Your dad could actually be a failure. And because, God forbid, by the way, oh my God. X person's dad could be a failure, but he's telling you that advice out of the suffering and pain he's in. You cannot not say, "Wow, dad, I'm not gonna listen to
you." Yeah,
you.
But that works as well, though.
I just feel like even now the word like. The problem is, yeah, okay, you might not all Nigerian, right? Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of Nigerians operate with a sense of like their parents will tell them failure is not an option. Yeah. But like, and I agree in the sense of like the notion and how it can benefit the child, but what is failure as well? Because you just said, oh, the dad could be, what is failure, bro? Life is not like A to B.
Failure is just not achieving the things that you said you were going to achieve.
That's not a failure though.
Because sometimes shit is outside of your,
something's outside your box, like your own.
At 6, you know what failure is.
Not necessarily. Okay, say for example, your youth wants to play football, yeah, he's getting scouted by Chelsea, he doesn't do well. Did he fail?
No, of course not.
So then,
it was the same with my brother. He didn't fail, but at the end of the day, if he wants to be a footballer, he has to keep going.
I have a question,
failure
though.
Is when he stops trying.
Okay.
That's what, yeah, yeah.
But did your dad tell you that?
Yes.
Oh, okay, first. Well, some people's parents don't tell them that.
We
so
just
kids end up,
off the quotation of
failure is not an option.
You needed like some context.
I feel like, you know what, failure is not an option is a
very
good, a very, very good advice to give to your child with the right guidance and the right context behind it.
Leading it by the right example.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Leading by example is very beneficial. However, I feel like if you tell your child that he cannot fail, failure is not an option, you need to also, one, be the example that failure wasn't an option, or two, you guide them in a way where they cannot fail.
Exactly.
Because you show them other avenues to achieve the goals they want to
do. Yeah, okay, next question.
Bro.
2 minutes left. We've got 15 minutes, no?
No, I need to cut early.
Don't worry. No, I got a question for her though.
Oh.
I want to continue this. I got one more question. I wanted to go to another topic.
All right, cool. I'll give 5 minutes.
Okay, say no more. I was going to say, yeah, so then do you believe that using fear to teach your kids is a good thing?
To an extent.
Okay, Mike, elaborate.
First of all, I was raised, first of all, I'm going to say fear of God.
Yeah.
Because you actually have to fear that things will go wrong in your life if God is not in it. Do you get what I'm saying? That's the first thing. And then second thing, I feel like if you're not scared to fail, personally, I don't know where that drive is going to come from. I'm so scared of actually failing, not like not achieving certain things that I want to achieve, but actually like having done nothing with my life, like being 40 years of age and like still looking back and being like, oh damn, like I've actually done nothing in my life. So it's like, if I don't fear that, there's nothing that drives me to want to like change it. So I feel like telling my kids, I mean, I don't know, I'll ask them, okay, what do you want to do with your life? Da, 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 da. and then we'll create a plan on how to get there. If that changes, we change the plan. Do you get what I'm saying?
Do you think you were raised like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you don't think you... Because I don't know.
To some extent, my dad wanted me to be a doctor for the longest, and he wasn't like wavering on that. But then I feel like because I kind of told him, nah, this isn't where I wanted, we changed the plan. And now.
That's exactly my point. A lot of parents, obviously your dad is successful, but a lot of parents, maybe they're not successful as your dad or whatever, but they want to live, they want their child to live their life that they couldn't
that
have.
That same advice of failure is not an option.
It's probably why. Bro, I know a lot of people, like, for example, there's a lot of football players, like David Beckham's son, he doesn't play football anymore. He left Brentford. He didn't make it clearly big. He wanted to be a model. Do you see David Beckham saying, oh, my son is this, my son is that?
Bro, well, he's not a failure, though.
He's not a failure. Of course not, he's not a failure.
Sometimes failure can't really be an option for nepotism.
So do you... Okay, I'm getting pussy now. Do you... How are the conversations you have with your dad? Assuming, like, from what you've told us, he's saying to you as a kid that failure is not an option, this, this and that. He wants you to be a doctor. When you grew up, or as you're growing up, sorry, even now, how are the conversations you had with him? How was that conversation you told him, I don't want to be a doctor?
It was not very good. Okay. It wasn't just my dad, though. I would like to say my uncle as well. Both of them are very, like, they're the closest people to me in my life. And my uncle as well, he's like the leader of failure is not an option. So I would say, like, maybe once a month, we would, like, all sit down, me, my dad, my brother, my uncle, etc., and we'd basically talk about, like, where we are, like, you know, what are our plans for the future, da, 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 da. And he'll be like, okay, so what do you think you have to do to get there, like, are there any changes you need to make? Me and my dad fell out for a good, like, 4 or 5 months.
I think that's bad. Kind of bad.
Can I cut in quickly? So that's the part where I say,
but not because I didn't want to be a doctor, but only because he felt like my career option wasn't stable enough in this country.
Yeah,
he said law is very competitive and everything, and it's like you could literally graduate and not have a job for a very, very long time.
Yeah,
but then going into medicine, you could get a job straight away and be a high earner and everything. That's why we have an issue.
I understand, but my point to that is just that, again, I agree with what he's, well, I agree with the notion that he's acting with, like, he wants his daughter to be something great. But that's where I'm saying, when you're a parent and you're operating with this strict thing of, like, I'm telling my kid from young that failure is not an option. That's, bro, you man should not fall out for months at a time because of that.
I wanted to be a doctor from when I was young. Oh,
yeah, but bro, I told my mom I wanted to be a pilot.
Do you know what age, though?
Yeah, but you're normalizing the fact that you and your dad could fall out over the fact that you wanted to change career paths. Literally. That's what I'm saying. Of course, you wanted to do.
Imagine, like, spending time devising a plan for how this girl is going
to... Life changes, bro. Okay, God forbid one day your dad lost his job.
From what age did you decide you don't want to be a doctor?
Like, yes, and how old were you when you said you wanted to be a doctor? How old you want to be a doctor?
Like 5.
And when did you change that career path?
Like,
you get it?
That's 10 years. That's literally a whole decade.
What I'm saying is, like we said, there's benefits to the way that, like, your father acted, innit? Mm-hmm. By no means in this life have you flopped in any way, yeah?
Of course not.
But at the same time, you have to recognize the negative effects. I feel like you've normalized the fact that earlier I said something about, imagine if you got, like, 4 and 5s and it literally hurt you. Bro, there's certain things that has happened that has, you know what I'm saying?
I hear it.
You and your father should not have fallen out for months because you wanted to not be a doctor anymore, bro. Like, it's your life. That's why I'm saying we need to change the definition of what failure might be. Because I don't even think we're talking about failure.
I would be this way, like, if I didn't have that, though. That's why I'm kind of grateful for it. Because if he didn't say that,
Mike.
I really do feel like, you know what? It can be a hit and miss, but the advice in itself, like the what's the intentions behind it, is a perfect.
Of course.
I think it needs to be worded.
Yeah. That was massive. Definitely.
However, guys, time has literally cut.
Yeah.
But if we will be running off a conversation like this again, if you guys want to see on the pod again, just let us know.
Oh, we'll definitely be on live on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can finish the discussion on TikTok. However, guys, we've been ECP. She's been Z.
Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, post that bell notification. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and all our personal socials down below. Stay blessed.